everyone, welcome to The Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby. The Great American Bash is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. Co-host and co-author Chris Kelly and I are experts in the field, considering that we're the authors of the book, The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. You could find that and pieces that we've written for places like The Washington Post and Slate, Vice, U.S. News and World Reports, and more at presidentwrestler.com. To listen to the newest episode of The Great American Bash, follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/gabpod, G-A-B-P-O-D. This episode was originally recorded on October 16th, 2016. Here's episode 16 of The Great American Bash.
You smell what Barack has cooked.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, though, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Remember when his tactic everyone was going to be a big thing? That really wasn't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
We need to timestamp this because this is the latest we've ever recorded in a week.
It's October 16th.
At 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time. And that means that in theory, this week is done. We're about to start a new week.
Yeah.
And in theory, nothing crazy will happen tonight before
this goes up.
Monday the 17th, the week of the final debate.
Yeah, we haven't done this in 10 days. Has anything happened in 10 days?
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to do our normal show, but I just want to point out that I feel like we've hit the Cosby level of accusations.
Sure.
That you're either always going to believe them or never believe them, and that's it. And we have lost track of how many people have accused him of sexual assault or sexual abuse because there are too many.
Mm-hmm.
And any reasonable person might think that clearly the media is out to get someone.
It's a rigged system.
It's a rigged system. Okay. But that's not the whole show. I just wanted to preface that with, we're not going to cover every single story. It's not possible.
It's not possible.
Okay.
So, you know, we did this on the 6th, and on the 7th, the Washington Post published, as anybody listening to this knows this, a 2005 video where, among other things, Donald Trump said, because of his fame, he could grab women by the pussy.
Okay.
That's a basic quote.
Sadly, and maybe surprisingly, there is no wrestling analog to that.
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing that bad.
That's crazy. There's nothing that bad in all of wrestling history, to our knowledge.
Usually you don't use sexual assault as a gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but this quickly moved into the world of wrestling when he then published his video apology, where, this is a quote, Bill Clinton has actually abused women, and Hillary has bullied, attacked, shamed, and intimidated his victims. We will discuss this more in the coming days. See you at the debate on Sunday.
He plugged. What's the dusty quote?
Where's the money, baby?
There's the money. Okay, so that night was the debate. Thanks to everyone that came to the Black Cap. The reason why we're thanking people that went to a rock club is because we had our book release party there, and the Washington Post recommended it, and DCist wrote some nice things. So I'd say, all the people that got seats at our book release party and debate watch party had no idea who we are.
That's
about which right. Is very nice.
Yeah.
And that does not translate into book sales. So that's very...
Yeah. Thanks for coming to the event. But,
thanks,
you know.
Thanks, Washington Post. you're really bad at protecting the business. So.
I would say $9.99 is for a free event. Like, it's a decent, even if it was a donation.
Come on, guys.
Come on, get it together.
It seems like the members of the media here are a conspiracy out to get us.
I mean, it was rigged. It was rigged. But they did see us at the debate. You know, he was quick in his promo.
Wait, really quick, before we get to the debate. There was a German television station there.
Yes.
And they filmed something for us. And it's a legit German television. Have you seen it yet?
I don't know.
I haven't looked.
Okay. Have they sent you anything?
They haven't sent me anything, but right. Why would they? There's absolutely no reason for them.
No follow-up. Yeah, no. We'll find out.
All right.
We'll look into that. Yeah,
I want to just know if it's just jabroni marks underneath our names for the credits.
Ich bin jabroni marks. the debate happened. You know, there, that's where Trump said it was just locker room talk. It was words. It wasn't actions. I don't really have anything other than the debate. At the debate.
This will be the debate that is known as the man was behind her / Ken Bone.
Yes.
That's the only thing you need to really remember. Also,
we lost to history in about
now,
5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a handful of things that were interesting, like that happened during the debate that you were texting me about.
Yes.
That were wrestling adjacent. But so much has happened.
It's lost to time already. But yeah, that was basically, that's where Trump tried to say that, no, there were just words he said. He didn't. It wasn't action. But quickly, it became clear that they were actions, as there was soon a parade of sexual assault claims for a variety of victims on planes, in clubs, in Mar-a-Lago, on Apprentice. I was trying to get a Planes, Trains, Automobiles, but so far the accusations
haven't. He's never been on a train.
He's never been on a train.
We don't. We have. We definitely have a plane. No.
We have a plane.
We have a plane. Do we have a? We have a club. No. Okay. That's not going to work.
We're not
going
to get it. But for now, we have all those other places. And the Apprentice is the most interesting for our purposes because in 2010 he actually fired a woman named Maria Kanellis for locker room talk for the exact thing he said. This is a boardroom, not a locker room. You're fired.
Maria, former WWE diva,
current TNA knockout.
Yeah.
A professional wrestler who was fired for the thing. She's been pretty vocal about it.
Chicago wrestler.
Yeah, she's been pretty vocal about it, about what she dealt with Trump. That same season, you know, 3 weeks before that, he actually also fired a man named Bill Goldberg.
Who is, God damn it. Goldberg is coming back to the WWE. It was announced this week. He will be facing Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series.
Yeah, I mean, the match, everyone's basically talking about the match as if it's already booked. I mean, even on my favorite show, Talking Smack, Daniel Bryan talked about it as if the match has already happened, because obviously it's already happening, but got a few more to get there. But yeah, at Survivor Series, they'll be having a rematch of their WrestleMania 20 debacle in 2004.
You mean WrestleMania 20, the one where Donald Trump pledged his support for a Jesse Ventura candidacy?
You mean WrestleMania 20, where the catchphrase was, where it begins again? Where it all begins again?
It's so great.
It's all beginning again, folks. Yeah, so Goldberg, we're back in the product. We did talk about that in our WrestleMania
journey.
Sure
we have, yeah.
A widely derided match where two guys knew they were out of the company. So it'll be a little different this time because Goldberg will be 49, but he will be back. You know, and both these guys as part-timers in the WWE, as we found out over the summer, they will not be subject to drug testing.
Mm-hmm.
Lesnar, actually, this week, his lawyers asked for more time to investigate with UFC to see what exactly he took that was an estrogen blocker.
What's the point behind that?
I think just come up with a defense try to discredit the fact that he was clearly doing drugs.
So it's clear that the media is against.
It's a rigged system, Brandon. And yeah, you know, people who are subject to the WWE's wellness program. One would be Soraya. I just forgot her name, but it's Paige.
Paige.
She's a 23-year-old female wrestler. She's been a champion a couple times.
She was my favorite women's wrestler for a very long time. And this is before the Divas Revolution. We did not name it that. It's called the Divas Revolution because even though you're trying to get rid of the name Diva, you definitely want to call it the Divas Revolution. Moving on, Paige was great, is great, is a fantastic in-ring performer. Her character at the time was wonderful. It was a breath of fresh air. And now she's a stereotype of a stereotype.
Yeah, I mean, she's a second-generation wrestler / carny. She was previously busted over the summer for a 30-day wellness violation. They don't release, unlike
the
UFC.
They being the WWE.
Yeah, unlike the UFC, where it's involved with a state board of athletics. Since this is sports entertainment, there's no state board governing it, so we don't find out what they actually test positive for.
Really quick, the state board stuff matters because there is a man named Rick Santorum, and he's one of the reasons why the WWE does not have to have that board. In his 2006 book, he talked about how he helped the WWE work around that.
Yeah, it was tough for him because deregulation gives him such a hard on, but sex and violence gives him such not a hard on.
So in the same book, about a page later, Rick Santorum went on to deride the WWE. This is right before the Attitude Era. So he helped him before the Attitude Era. Then he said, I'm not a part of that. And then it's either 2006, 2004, 2008, one of those three campaigns where he had an ad that used a wrestling analogy and featured wrestlers in a wrestling rink.
Yeah, it was bipartisanship was a tag team.
It's the best. Everything's
pretty great. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Yeah, so Paige is tested. Now, your second violation in the WWE wellness program, which has happened because of their long history of wrestlers dying and steroids and drugs, all the stuff that happened in the 90s, which, by the way, the steroid, that was when their doctor was in Pennsylvania, so where Centurum's from. So Paige now has a 60-day suspension. She and her family claim that it's from prescription painkillers for a neck injury. The WWE went to the New York Post, the not-failing New York paper. not the Times, it's the Post, and said, nope, it was an illegal substance, not a prescription
That's
drug.
That's pretty rare. They don't usually do that.
They took the time to verify that they're not penalizing someone for taking care of a medical issue.
And then a few days later, our current boyfriend, former WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Patron. Thank you.
Released a very weird tweet, was it?
It was a tweet of a text.
Yeah.
Because like, it was like your doctor texting and going, LOL, you got a C5 fracture or whatever. It was no doctor's ever texted results. That just never happened. The whole thing with that, there was also a blind item in like a gossip site that's, as far as these gossip sites go, is pretty accurate, kind of insinuating that a certain wrestler was having issues with the... you know, with their drug dealer and being a courier and how this drug habit is real bad.
Let's not stop alluding. The Post said that Paige is now a drug mule / prostitute.
That wasn't the Post.
No, not the New York Post, but the Post online.
The Post of the, yes.
Was alluding to Paige being a prostitute now / drug mule.
Yeah.
Because wrestling.
And it's great cover. It's been for a long time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You travel by car, you can traffic drugs.
Yeah.
Come on, you're not flying. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we hope that
none of this is true.
Yeah, you hope it's not true. You hope she gets clean and whatever this is. If it's a really shitty way to get out of a contract is to keep doing drugs to pop, you know, but...
It seems like the system is rigged against Paige.
It does. But, you know, PEDs is a serious thing. It's so serious that Donald Trump has basically accused Hillary Clinton of doing it. So I'm going to read the quote because I don't know if we'll have audio for it by the time we do this. But he said, I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate because I don't know what's going on with her. But at the beginning of the last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning. And at the end, it was like, huff, take me down. She could barely reach her car. Athletes, they make them take a drug test. I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate. I'm willing to do it. So Hillary is taking, she's clearly like, you know, shooting steroids.
So
right
what
before
Donald
the
Trump
debate.
Is saying is I'm straight edge and I'm better than you.
Yeah, you know, he's the best in the world. He's clearly the best in the world at this. At any time he has a mic, it's basically a pipe bomb. Unfortunately, he's now pipe bombing his own campaign with these things.
You sent this to me like either super super late last night or very early this morning. He's just like, this is the best. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, the fact that people have to, you know, like legitimate journalists have to write candidates. Trump suggests that Hillary Clinton is pumped up on drugs, wants a drug test, and as people who pay attention to this stuff have pointed out, and I won't take credit for this one, that every insult he's ever made is your classic Psych 101 projection. It's always about him.
Yeah.
And it's a great tactic. It's great for a heel to say, oh, you're a cheater when you're the cheater.
Yeah.
It's just to get, like, people understand that at a base level, that anytime you're making an accusation that is really about you. And, I mean, here's a guy who, for two debates, has been derided for sniffling. I mean, at our debate party, people were, it was the best what chant they could do is that they were sniffling every time he sniffled. That was the only time people did anything like together.
Oh God, that's funny.
And so a guy to say, and this is, it's funny because he's done this before where when he sued people for, you know, libel saying he's not as rich as he says he is and gets caught in a transcript, as we talked about a couple, you know, weeks ago, which feels like years ago, is this the type of stuff that gets him, you know, saying this stuff about women, he's now said you grab women by the pussy and he has a long record of abuse. As you said in the beginning, people don't, if you're either going to believe it or don't,
yes,
you're calcified. Does it actually change anyone who's voting for him?
I don't think so, but that doesn't matter. In our book, we have a whole chapter about Trump and women, and
yes,
there's a quote, and it's from 1992, and it's been bothering me that this quote never really, like, lit the media on fire. By the way, for the listener at home, we're currently looking at a fire pit, hence my horrible analogy, and... If I sound a little odd for the rest of this podcast, I just covered my mouth with my arm because I was laughing too hard, and it's full of bug spray, so most of my mouth is now numb. Anyways, he said, in reference to women, you got to treat them like shit.
Yeah, that was in the public record.
To me, that's just as bad, not nearly as graphic as grabbing by the pussy, but it's horrible. Mm. That's an actual outlook that someone said without prompt. This is not locker room talk. This was in a magazine. This is a New York magazine, I think? It was either New
Variety.
York Magazine. It was in a publication. Proven, he said this to an interview, not locker room talk. By the way, I think I talked to you about this. Number one, you're breathing in the mic. You don't have headphones on, so
no,
it's so great. Number two, it's not locker room talk. It's golf course talk. And this is not related to wrestling, so I'll make it very short. I was a caddy for a long time, and I didn't realize until I was maybe in college that mistresses weren't part of a normal functioning relationship. Every single man that – it was an all-men's golf course. It was Butler in Oak Brook, Illinois. Every single man that I dealt with was either didn't talk about women, or if they did talk about women, they had mistresses, and they had just as many complaints about their mistresses as their wife.
Right.
That's crazy. And I didn't vocalize that because I just thought, like, oh, I'm from a single-parent household. I don't know. Everyone must have a mistress.
That must be just how it works.
That's exactly how it works. So I never heard this type of talk in a locker room. I don't know about you.
Spent a lot of time in locker rooms, Brandon.
I've never heard this in a locker room, but I have heard this exact type of talk on golf courses.
Right.
And so I think we should be talking about that more often. This is not locker room talk. CM Punk actually came out and said, I've never been... This is serial killer talk.
Yeah.
So that's the wrestling analog. And that's what's really bothering me. He said horrible things about women. Maybe it's just the power of television is the issue. The power of TV, the power of radio. The same reason why wrestling got popular with Gorgeous George. It's because you could see this wonderful act. You could see these horrible deeds, and you'd want to be a participant in it. You'd want to be a part of it. Now that we actually see presidential candidate / WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump saying these things, it's a little more off-putting than just reading about it.
Yeah, I agree. A hot mic recording where there's a video, and then he goes out of his van with Billy Bush and goes and basically, you know, sexually harasses a woman is definitely more visceral than a 25-year-old quote. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's definitely the power of a certain type of media to deliver this stuff.
So but it's a power of rigged media.
It's rigged. It's you know, like, words you say are rigged against you if it's on TV.
Should we bring up the fact that the WWE works with NBC?
How much do they work with NBC these days?
Well, in the once-in-a-lifetime part two event of John Cena and The Rock, they recut that for an NBC primetime special for Saturday night. And I want to say USA is partially part of the NBC Universal family.
They in that, like, yeah, giant conglomerate. I mean, they have...
And that's the XS Hollywood stuff.
And it's The Apprentice.
And E, I think, is under that umbrella. Is that Viacom?
It's definitely,
I'm just
so Apprentice,
confused
where
right
this is some of the stuff that I'm sure will come up at tomorrow now, but there's also been rumors, and there was one minor thing, but there's rumors that on Apprentice he said worse things than this stuff.
Yeah,
he did call Little John Uncle Tom.
Yeah,
there's the assumption is that he has definitely said the N-word on tape, and there's some question of, like, why can't NBC release this stuff if they own it, you know? Or so we're still waiting for the other shoe to drop. Not that him saying that, and that's once again like the women's stuff. If you're voting for Trump in October 2016 after this year and a half, him saying, like, grab a woman by the pussy is not a deal breaker.
Listen,
it's confirming what you thought.
As two guys that have seen every single WrestleMania and had to sit through bra and panties matches, this is too vulgar. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, you know, this is the thing with this is that, you know, if he's not taken down by saying these things, this record of assault, if he's able to obfuscate and say, well, Bill Clinton did it too, you wonder if it's the type of thing that takes him down. Is it a drug test that he brings on himself? is it this the foundation stuff, which seemed very real a few weeks ago, much like his taxes?
Oh, shit. You know what? We've completely, like, glossed over.
What?
The drug test will be, if he does it, will be his, well, the first actual glimpse at his physical condition.
Yeah, other than his crazy doctor. Yeah.
That's interesting. We completely glossed over that
fact.
That
would have
been the biggest news story 2 months ago.
If he actually does it. But it's one of these things. The other, like the foundation, which looked like it was going to be a big story, which our connection
there. To me, that's just such a big deal.
It definitely seems like an Al Capone thing where he's definitely literally broken the law. But, you know, this is the connection to wrestling is that much like the McMahons were the biggest funders of the foundation, came out this week that Linda McMahon, who in March called, this is March 2016, she called Trump's comments about women. She told Katie Couric they were deplorable. This beats the basket of deplorables by... What's that, 6 months, 7 months?
Yeah, this is Katie Couric had, like, a Yahoo News interview program that no one watched.
Yeah,
we watched it.
It's definitely a real thing.
I remember sending you this clip,
yeah.
But it exists.
I remember watching it in March, and then I remember going back recently because she literally said the word deplorable. And in August, September, despite his deplorable comments, Linda McMahon gave $6 million to the Super PAC that is supporting him. So this continued, like, as we write about it in the book, the Donald, how Trump turned presidential politics into pro wrestling, you know, Linda McMahon, not content to just give $100 million to try to be a senator. She's now her and Vince have given millions of dollars to, at this point, August, September, you know, and I think August, September, there was still that window where it looked like, oh, this could be a 50-50 race. It's now, the gap is widened.
I was going back and seeing like where the math was, and late August, early September, a lot of people thought like he's got a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things, like nothing was working as far as Clinton's attacks. It looked like it was closing. Like I feel like 538 was really like doing, their prediction was 55-45. Yeah. Like a lot of people were getting real panicked on the left as far as like, this is a lot closer than it should be, mm-hmm. considering all the things that everybody's
even though
reported.
The math never changed, even though
it's all like the perception, you know? So that's an interesting thing as far as the WWE's connection, but you know, the WWE is not synonymous with wrestling. There's other wrestlers, there's other wrestling promotions out there. And today, is the 5th year anniversary.
Yeah. How did you figure, like, why do you know this?
So this tweet came up online and then it happened to be, the anniversary coming up, so I was really excited to celebrate the anniversary. This is Hulk Hogan on Twitter, October 16, 2011. Good night, Hulkamaniacs and Jabroni Marks, without a life that don't know it a work. When you work a work and work yourself into a shoot, Marks. So that's
the election.
That's the best thing. It's everyone working themselves into a shoot. As we've talked about, a work is fake, a shoot is real, and everyone is convinced themselves that some of this stuff is real.
Yeah, because the media is rigged.
It's rigged. Yeah, it's a rigged game. But that's Hulk Hogan. At that point, he was probably associated with TNA, which we talked about the last couple weeks. Big news in the TNA verse is that Billy Corgan, their president, has sued them. Got a restraining order, which I don't know. You get a restraining order against a wrestling promotion.
Oh, that's fun. He doesn't want to be deleted. Sorry.
Doesn't want to be. Well, they're supposed to do from the tapings. They're supposed to do total nonstop deletion.
Yeah.
They're supposed to do a whole episode of Matt Hardy.
It's going to be great.
Well, if it happens, they're $3.4 million in debt. And Dixie Carter, who runs TNA and owns TNA, the principal owner, who has been all these lawsuits and tax liens that are coming out, she owes money all over the place, has been playing them all against each other. She's been doing what Hulk Hogan said. She's been working jabronis into a shoot for years. She's been working these marks like Billy Corgan, a wrestling fan who thinks, oh, you know, I got money to burn. What better way to do it than a money pit that is a wrestling promotion? But, you know, and so that's been an interesting thing to watch just from the side. But it, of course, as everything here, has a connection back to the political system, and in this case,
Did I send you this promo?
Yeah, you did.
This is the not promo. Sorry.
No, there's two things. It's not a promo, but it is a promo. It's Billy Corgan, good friend Alex Jones, of InfoWars. He had two little things in the news this week. The first one was that he said that high level sources confirmed to him that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are demons. Once again,
I forgot about that.
I was going to say there's no wrestling analog, but the Boogeyman.
Oh, God.
Who appeared in a skit at WrestleMania 23 with Trump. That's the closest thing. Or, I mean,
Barack Hussein Obama actually responded to this.
Did he?
Yeah, he's like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was the best.
Barack Obama's the best. Okay, I will say it does have wrestling analogs because the devil's favorite demon is Kane.
Clearly.
Hillary Clinton's VP is Tim Kaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's simple enough. I mean, I don't know. Wake up, sheeple. And, so Alex Jones. But Alex Jones also, in like a fever dream of a segment, appears to have cut which looks like a Hulk Hogan promo.
Promo of the year 2016?
Yeah, and I think we should play it.
I'm feeling really powerful right now. All you are going to submit to us, our time of liberalism is here. You drink that fluoride. You take those vaccines. Donald Trump says vaccines might be dangerous because one of his kids got hurt. Shut up! If you don't have free speech, you understand? You listen to me! I rule this country now! I'm liberal! Screw him! Ban his free speech right now! Ban it! Let me tell you what else you do. You don't visit InfoWarsLife.com with the number one new vitamin.
Delete! Delete! Delete!